is VOA News, and I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's presidential office says at least 6 civilians have been killed and 5 others wounded by the latest Russian shelling. In the Donetsk region, the Russian shelling struck Bakhmut, Kramatorsk, Chasiv Yar, and other towns and villages. Donetsk Governor Pavlo Krylenko says civilians are fleeing the region to escape Russian shelling, continuing round the clock as additional troops and weapons are being deployed there. The regional governor in neighboring Luhansk adds Russians have been targeting villages in the region with heavy artillery. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Jordan at the start of a 3-country Mideast visit. He aims to reassure key allies of America's commitment to the region, despite Washington's recent focus on Russia and China. At a news conference, Secretary Austin called out Iran's military support for Russia in Ukraine, saying it is particularly troubling Iran has gotten more proficient with drones in the course of the Ukraine conflict.
What Iran is doing is really unthinkable, and certainly it's in terms of the region, for the future of the region, it's a really bad thing. And they're getting more experience as they employ these UAVs in Ukraine, and that doesn't bode well for the region here.
A crisis over suspected poisonings targeting Iranian schoolgirls is escalating as authorities now acknowledge more than 50 schools have been struck in a wave of possible cases. It remains unclear who or what is responsible since the alleged poisonings began in November, and Iran's supreme leader has spoken out about it. The supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, called the crimes unforgivable. This is VOA News.